There was a great guy who lived in the late 1700s by the name of Rav Menashe Me'ilya. Rav Menashe Me'ilya was a huge Talmud Chacham. He wrote the sefer called Alfei Menashe, and he was a big guy, but he was a little bit controversial. He had different chidushim, different innovations in Derech HaLiman and other inyanim. And one thing that people weren't so happy with was the fact that he would very often disregard the Rishonim and say his own pshatim in the Gemara, own pshatim in Mishnayos, connected the Rishonim, not like the Rishonim, very mechudesh tikkun pshatim. And some people got a little bit nervous from this. And he was known to be a gaon, but people did take issue with some of his pirushim. He was had a hard time in different cities. He was chased out of different cities. And at a certain point of his life, he actually was zeichet to see the Gra a couple times. He was metziah some of his tire to the Gra. But al kapanim, at a certain point, he ended up in the city of Brisk. And the rav at the time was Arya Leib Katzenelleboygen. Was a big guy, and he appreciated the guidance of Menashe Me'ilya, but he also was disturbed with some of the pirushim and pshatim that he said, and he hired a Menashe to tutor his son, to be his son's tutor, his son's chavrusa. But he told him there's one condition, that you can't say any of your innovative pshatim, you can't say your own pirushim, just go with the Rishonim, go with what the Rishonim say, and don't say your own pirushim. And Menashe said, fine, I'll do that. And they were learning together, and everything was fine until they got to the Gemara and Megillah and Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. Today's daf, the Gemara of Amar Parnach, Amar Yochanan Kala Eicha Sefer Tar Arum Nikvar Arum. Anyone who holds a Sefer Tar Arum is Nikvar Arum. And the Gemara is a whole shaila what it means exactly, and what's the Pashab Shas? Rashi learns Kala Eicha Sefer Tar Arum means that you hold the Sefer Tar Arum, and the Sefer Tar is Arum. It's not does not have its mitpachas, b'lei mitpachas, sabav Sefer Tar. It doesn't have the mantle around the Sefer Tar. It doesn't have the covering. So you're holding the Sefer Tar Arum naked without its without the covering of the Sefer Tar. So when Menashe got to this Gemara, he couldn't hold back anymore, and he had a pshat that he felt was the emes pshat, even though it's not like the Rishonim, and he told his Talmud, the pshat in the Gemara is, kol eicha sefer Torah arum nikva arum, arum is not going on the sefer Torah, but it's going on the person. It means that if you hold a sefer Torah when you're arum, when you're not wearing clothing, then nikva arum, you're going to be buried arum. That was a pshat that he told him. And he felt this fits in much better, answers a lot of different kashas. That was his pshat that he said, which is keneged Rashi, keneged the Rishonim. And eventually this boy told his father about the pshat. His father was very upset because he told him he shouldn't do that, and he ended up firing him from his job of tutoring his son. And that's just one example of one of his pirushim that were mechudesh. Now, it's interesting to note that this pshat in the Gemara seems to be said by none other than the Rambam himself. If you look in the Rambam in Perek Yud from Hilchos Sefer Torah, Halacha Vav, it seems to be, if you're medaking the Rambam, that this is how the Rambam learned the pshat in the Gemara, like Menashe Me'ilya. And the Reb Chaim actually makes this dirk, it's brought down in the Sufis of Ben Chaim Alevi. The Reb Chaim is medak this in the Rambam over there, Perek Yod Halacha Vav, when he brings the Gemara, he says like this, the Yoichas Adam Sefer Torah B'Zrayah B'Kanes B'Lei Beis HaMerchatz, and then he says, the Yoichas HaSefer K'Shehu Arum, do not hold the Sefer when you are Arum. So the Gemara just says, the Yoichas HaSefer Torah Arum. The Rambam adds in that word K'Shehu, when he is Arum. So the word K'Shehu is pretty clear that the Rambam understood that it's going on the person, not on the Sefer Torah, which means he understood that Arim is going on the Gavra. You shouldn't hold the Sefer Torah when you're Arim, which would seem to be a mucker for Menashe Me'ilya. So it's a Chiddush HaKapshat, and the Rambam doesn't fit so well into the, hard to understand how it fits into the Sugya and Shabbos to bring down this Gemara as well. But Al Kapanim from here would be a smach for the Pirush of Menashe Me'ilya, that Ha'icha Sefer Torah Arim is not going on the Sefer Torah, but is going on the person.